Hi there, and welcome to the first recording of the Glam Chemist podcasts. I'm your host, Genesis Velasquez, and I'm so excited to have started this podcast. I've met so many amazing people in this community in my time in my career, but also now that we've kind of been home for over a year. I've met so many of you on social media with tons of success in this industry and lots of advice to share through your social media or blogs or YouTube videos. And I just wanted to create a space where we could chat. I mean, I've been chatting with a lot of people in STEM through DMs and emails and getting to know them and having some Zoom meetings. But I think it's really important that a lot of our calls have addressed so many things that breaking into this industry and being part of this industry that I wish I had known when I was in my undergrad. And now that we're seeing, you know, after 2 years of a global pandemic, a lot of recent graduates are trying to decide what's the best direction for me. What should I be doing to ensure success in this industry? What kind of tips and tricks should you be pursuing during this time? And I think that a lot of my conversations with these folks would be really helpful for a lot of people either breaking into the industry, figuring out what they want to do with their STEM degree, and learning a little bit more about the ins and outs of the beauty industry, because there's so many levels to it that I find myself explaining to folks. It's one of those things that I always describe as, you know, it's a job that exists, but you never consider who's the person behind the position. And so for myself, being a chemist and working in the beauty industry and having that passion for being a part of product development and beauty, I just love being able to get different people's takes on all different aspects of the industry. I mean, I think what people don't realize is that every part of the development of your beauty products or most any products that you use in your household have to do with some form of STEM. There's a lot of research, there's a lot of development there, there's a lot of science, different scientists. There's chemists, there's analytical chemists, there's biochemists, there's physicists deciding on like what's the probability of things going well. There's so many different engineers that design the packaging. There's so many different aspects of STEM that go into developing consumer products, especially in the beauty industry. Because we have to consider the biochemistry. How does your skin react and best react with products that we're making for you? When it comes to any consumer goods, we have to think of the effect and the efficacy of these products in your home, whether it's for your skin, whether it's for your atmosphere, or whatever it may be. There's so many aspects of this industry that I myself didn't know required so much science until I really got fully involved. And now that I'm speaking to a lot of these new friends that I've made, they have such a different take and so many other experiences that I myself can learn from, and I think that a lot of our listeners can learn from. So I'm really excited to have you guys be involved. We've set up some awesome interviews with a lot of young entrepreneurs in beauty, chemists in beauty, people pursuing their chemistry degree and STEM degree, other biochemists that are not necessarily in the industry, but a lot of their research that we have to consider plays a big part of things that we may develop in the future. So I think it's been really exciting for me to speak with them and get to know them and be part of the conversation with them. And I'm really excited to share it with you all, because I think there's a lot of great tokens to take away from these conversations that you can use while you're pursuing your career, deciding what to do with this career, or just wanting to learn a little bit more about the beauty industry. So my conversations are not limited to just people in STEM. I think that it's also really important for you to learn the different aspects of the industry. I started in R&D and kind of fell into product development because I just loved it so much. So there's a lot of stories in that way where like people start in one department in beauty and then find themselves enjoying marketing or enjoying branding or different parts of the industry. So I think it's important to also extend this conversation to folks in different parts of the development in this industry, because it's such a small community when you really think about it. So if you're interested as a person in the beauty industry to get involved in marketing, or some of them have become influencers from being R&D folks, I think it's just great to get a perspective of like, once you're in this industry and fully immersed, there are so many options for you to pursue, whether it's in a lab, in a development meeting in a marketing team, hell, on the freaking panel. There's so many options, and my overall goal is to provide enough information that we make a lot more room at the table for people like me and people like the folks we're about to chat with. Most of us are predominantly people of color that have, you know, fallen into STEM because it's just what we love and have found a place, but it hasn't always come easy. And I think you're going to hear that in these conversations as well. So you don't feel so alone. I think it's helped me meet these folks and realize that, like, yes, this was very hard and I was doing the best I could. And that my performance in my undergrad experience or my performance in my graduate experience doesn't affect my probability of success once I'm in the industry. I think that you'll see from these conversations with folks that it takes a lot more than just good grades to succeed in any industry, but especially in the beauty industry. There's a lot of presence, there's a lot of networking, there's a lot of multitasking and being able to be malleable to a lot of the positions and a lot of the industry's requirements. And I think it's going to be great for anyone to listen to, so you don't feel isolated in your experience, or you maybe want to become a part of the conversation, or you're, like I said earlier, pursuing a career in STEM or in any form in beauty and just simply curious. I think it's going to be a really fun ride, and I'm so excited to have started this podcast. And I did it honestly for selfish reasons, because I've enjoyed every conversation I've had with these folks, and it's been really exciting to get to know them. And I think that this is going to be a really great resource for all of you. And if you're excited about it, please make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast and leave us a comment with any feedback or anything that you might want to hear next. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, please feel free to reach out to hello@theglamchemist.com, and we'll set up some time to chat with you, because I'd love getting to know some new people in the industry, and I would love to, you know, hear your take on what you think is the most important thing that you wish you had heard or learned in your experience. So I'm very excited to be a part of this, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. And I can't wait to have you guys hear some more episodes, and we'll catch you in the next one. Thanks, guys.